USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Mueller Russia probe is finished. Now the fighting begins. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the report needs to be released to the public in its entirety.
There is no reason on God's green earth why Attorney General Barr should do any less.
Republicans, like Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia, say not so fast.
There's classified information in there possibly. There's 6E, which is the grand jury investigation numbers, which will not be released. And it's in the areas of ongoing investigation. So he will release, I believe, all that he can legally put forward.
Collins speaking there on Fox News. The Syrian Democratic Forces announcing that ISIS has lost its final stronghold in eastern Syria. That means that the self-proclaimed caliphate that formed in 2014 is no more. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Having or handing out a manifesto written by the 28-year-old Australian man who's charged with killings in Christchurch will be illegal in New Zealand. The Office of Film and Literature Classification there is saying that the document, which is filled with anti-immigrant and anti-Muslim rants, is objectionable under the law. The New Zealand chief censor says the move's been made because the manifesto is what he calls a type of publication deliberately constructed to inspire further murder and terrorism. Texas is suing a chemical storage company for a massive fire at a Houston area complex that began just about a week ago. Attorney General Ken Paxton says International Terminals Company violated the Texas Clean Air Act when flames broke out last weekend at its Deer Park facility, and the suit says ITC needs to be held accountable for releasing chemicals, including benzene, into the air. The federal government's also investigating, and this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
It seems a flood protection project at a U.S. Air Force base in Nebraska will be coming a little too late to help this year. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent reporting from Omaha.
Missouri River water managers were just a few weeks away from starting a long-awaited $30 million project to raise the two levees closest to Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska when the epic Nebraska flood of 2019 blew up their plans. The board of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District, the regional watershed manager, gave a final nod to the plans last month. Then came the flood. About a third of the Air Force Base was flooded. At one point, 2,000 miles of state highways were shut down by flooding. That's now down to a few hundred miles. Lieutenant Matt Sutter with the State Patrol reminds motorists that as water recede, they could still be dangerous.
Still having some standing water on the roadways. We're trying to assess if the roads are still intact underneath that water. So anytime you see that standing water, it's never a good idea to drive on that, because what we're discovering when the water is receding, a lot of times the roadway is no longer there.
That's why motorists are being told not to drive around barricades. Reporting from Omaha, Nebraska for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And at least $625 million will be on the line for tonight's Powerball drawing. There was no big winner last Wednesday night, so the jackpot will be the fourth largest in Powerball history, the grand prize having rolled over two dozen times since January. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.